Are you still asleep? I've been driving back home for a lot of today. You have been on my mind. I knew that you were asleep in your bed, warm under the sheets, and I very much wanted to be there too. I didn't want to be in my car. I wanted to be sliding under the sheets to join you in bed. I'd slide in there, naked, my hands eager for your body. Would you sleepily wrap your arms around me? Would you wake up a little when you felt my nipples graze your chest and my pussy damp against your thigh? Don't wake up. No need to move. You just doze there, whilst I run my hands all over you. My hands and my lips. Lips on your chest, kissing gently across it. Hands on your stomach, brushing down towards your hips. Lips on your neck. Kissing softly, and then more deeply where your neck meets your jaw. You can smell the scent of my hair as it brushes across your face. Feel my nipples hard against your chest. Lips kissing down now, down over your chest into your stomach, as my hands stroke the tops of your thighs. Light kisses circling your belly as my hands push into the muscles on the insides of your thighs, thumbs running upwards, teasing, pressing. Lips and hands meeting at your cock, joyfully grasping and gripping and licking and sucking. My hair across your belly and my naked legs straddling yours. Sucking you into me with a deep moan of delight. Cupping your balls and stroking your shaft. I'd have to move my hips. I'm too turned on to stay still while I suck you. I'd suck and stroke and lick and cup until I couldn't wait any longer. Not for another moment. And then I would sit up above you, my body on display for your now wide awake eyes. And with my eyes on yours, I would guide your cock inside me. Sliding myself down onto it with a gasp and moan of pleasure. My head would fall back and my eyes would close and my back would arch towards you. As you filled me with your cock. And I would wait there for a moment. Just for a moment, feeling the way that you fit inside me, the warmth of your legs underneath mine, the softness of your belly underneath my hands. And then I would move slowly back and forth, never releasing you from my depths, not moving up and down, but undulating back and forth so your cock touches every little piece of me. Slowly but firmly. And then gradually more insistent. Your hands upon my ass, gripping and kneading. and pulling me ever more firmly onto you. Oh, you know I wouldn't be silent. You know the breaths and moans of delight that would emit from my lips, and I would not try to stop them. I would want you to know. Oh, how good you felt inside me. Oh, how much I wanted this. And then I would lean forwards, my hands upon your chest, as I started to move up and down along your cock, your hands still gripping my ass, pulling me back onto you hungrily every time I move away. This won't make me come, no matter how long we do it, but that doesn't matter. Because I just want you inside me. Oh, I want to hear you moan for me. I want to hear you moan my name and feel you grip me and hear your ragged breaths. Oh, and I want you to come. I want you to come deep inside me, thrusting up into me with a groan of ecstasy as you release yourself inside me. I want to be able to feel you throb and twitch inside me, and to feel the shudder of your thighs. I will stay there, astride you, until your tremors subside. I will lean down to kiss your lips, to briefly rest my head against your chest, and then I will slide myself away, wrapping you once again in your sheets, kissing you briefly on the forehead as you slip into a contented doze. And I am gone, because I was never really there, but I very, very much wanted to.